The U.S. is looking for a diplomatic solution when it comes to North Korea. And America's negotiator, top negotiator, in talks aimed at getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program, is looking for progress this week.
Well, you know, it's important not to get too optimistic in my line of work, but we've been working for some months on getting this thing going.
That's Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill. He's leading the U.S. delegation in the latest round of six-party talks. Those talks resume tomorrow in Beijing. We spoke with him yesterday in Tokyo. Exactly what are the five nations confronting North Korea? That would be Japan, Russia, China, South Korea, and the U.S. What are these countries prepared to offer North Korea at this point in time?
Well, basically, the deal is that North Korea needs to abandon all of its nuclear weapons programs. And in return, they can expect some economic assistance, energy assistance, and essentially a ticket into the international community. We're looking to eventually normalize relations among states. It's all there in the September 05 statement, and we have to see if we can implement it.
Isn't what you've just said what's been offered to North Korea more or less all along?
Well, not really. I mean, it was negotiated over the summer of 2005, and after we agreed on this, the North Koreans boycotted the talks over the fact that the U.S. was going after some of their illicit banking activities, which we did, but of late they've been willing to come back.
And that willingness suggests that these sorts of incentives are enough to get North Korea to abandon its nuclear program?
Well, I think to some extent it reflects perhaps those incentives, but I think to some extent it reflects the fact that China and some of the other countries have progressively lost patience with North Korea. You recall on October 9th they actually exploded a nuclear device, and earlier in the summer, in July, they fired off some missiles. And I think China signaled pretty strongly to the North Koreans that they are going to need to shape up. So China is a key player, but I think we are also a key player. Part of what we're doing is to negotiate and work as hard as we can to show China that there is really nothing more we can do through the diplomatic process and encourage the Chinese to do more. We don't want a situation where China says, look, we can't do anything because the United States is not trying.
There is one nuclear reactor in North Korea that experts say could produce a nuclear weapon. Is that at the heart of these discussions?
Well, to be sure, there is a nuclear reactor at a place called Yongbyon in North Korea, not to be confused with Yongpyeon in South Korea, which is actually a ski resort. Yongbyon has something called a graphite-moderated reactor, something that they got from the Russians in the late 60s. And yes, it produces plutonium. And the plutonium, you know, depending on how hard they work the reactor, is enough for, you know, a bomb or two a year. And then in addition to that, we've had some real concerns about purchases of equipment that they've had in various corners that suggests that they have a highly enriched uranium program. That's another way to make bomb material. But certainly to get the reactor shut down, the one that is producing plutonium, that's a start, but it cannot be the finish.
Are you calling on them to shut that reactor down?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into the specific elements of what we're going to be doing in the talks, but certainly that is the reactor that they produce the plutonium with, and ultimately that reactor needs to be abandoned according to the September 05 agreement.
Between the last talks just before Christmas and now, what has changed in North Korea's position or even the signals it's sending out?
Well, it's interesting. Before Christmas, we had some negotiations in Beijing that, frankly speaking, didn't go very far. But there were some conversations there that suggested we might be able to make some progress. So we had some follow-on discussions on the basis of which I think it's fair to say we have some reason to hope that this next round can bear some fruit. But, you know, we won't know until we really sit down. I mean, the six-party process is many things, but it offers no refuge for those in need of instant gratification. I'll tell you that. I mean, this takes a while.
Christopher Hill is Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. He joined us on the line from Tokyo.